Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Corbett, who's a Canadian national living in Japan, who gives us an international view of what's going on. He writes the lead editorial in the International Forecaster. Bob Chapin put that out, and I think he picked suddenly our guest this evening to write the lead editorial when Bob knew he was passing away. Under any circumstances, why, Bob, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Bob Chapman, are you there? Bob Chapman, are you with us? I'm sorry. James Corbett, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. No problem.
All right.
Sorry, I had a bit of a technical issue here.
All right. Very good. Well, Sydney, we are seeing that a lot of our major retailers are having a lot of problems here. We keep telling us that the economy is doing well, but Sears is losing a significant part of $1 billion every year. You can't keep doing that indefinitely, and Target and Best Buy. And so many of our traditional stores are just not doing well. They keep telling us that we have all these new people have jobs, but most of them are part-time jobs. What's your opinion about what's really happening economically today?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things to say about what's happening in terms of retail, and some of them are not so negative, but a lot of them do have a bleak outlook, especially for outlets that are in physical locations, because, of course, there are less and less people who are doing their purchasing in the physical stores. There is more of an online retail trend happening, and that's, of course, affecting a lot of buyers now, and, of course, a phenomenon that I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be familiar with is that shopping malls are becoming more and more vacant as a lot of the anchor stores tend to close out and stop doing business. So there is obviously a phenomenon of contraction in the physical retail space that's been going on for a while now. And obviously that has ramifications for a lot of different industries, including even the commercial real estate industry. So we're looking at that sort of trend, and as the economy makes that transition away from a lot of physical brick and mortar stores towards more online retail outlets, there's going to be a lot of pain in that transition, and I think we're starting to see the leading edge of that.
All right, Sydney, I agree with you. So basically, well, what about the job market? I mean, we're being told the job market's good, but I just wonder how many of these jobs new jobs are really just these part-time jobs that are coming about as a direct result of Obamacare.
Yes, I think that's absolutely an important factor in all of this, that Obamacare has been noted as a key reason, for example, why there's a lot of people who are hesitant towards hiring, simply because of the Obamacare requirements that are part and parcel of that ACA, the Affordable Care Act. So that, for example, there is just a Philadelphia Fed survey from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank that shows that there was a 23.5% of respondents to that survey saying that the number of workers employed is lower due to the effects of Obamacare. So there are more and more employers who are increasingly saying that they do not want to have hire new employees because of their requirements that come as part of this legislation.
All right. Well, so my guest is James Corbett. We're talking about what's happening to the economy today. And the question is, is the economy doing well? I really don't think so. But, of course, where is this all going to lead? We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the market, we'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is James Corbett. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Mr. Corbett, who's certainly one of the best informed commentators we have, and we always look forward to having him with us. But you can always give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But James is simply talking suddenly about the fact that there maybe there's going to be some problems. He's pointing out that certainly in Eastern Europe, as a result of the sanctions that have been put on Russia, and Russia has retaliated and putting sanctions certainly onto imports from Eastern Europe. And there's some 50,000 jobs, Eastern Europe, German jobs, that may very well be in jeopardy at the present time. And certainly, the whole idea that we're going to punish Russia, we're going to get them to do what we want to. And Russia's just saying, fine, you're going to put sanctions on us, we'll put sanctions on you. And those really are going to hurt a lot of the agricultural business in Europe, aren't they? And what about industrial jobs? Will it hurt industrial jobs as well?
It certainly will. In fact, it's been for several months now, it's been a Germany's business lobby that has been basically dragging its heels on the idea of applying sanctions or further sanctions towards Russia. And it was just a few weeks ago that the business lobby finally relented and put their support behind the increased sanctions. So they were applied just about a month ago. And, of course, then we saw Russia respond with the food import sanctions of its own, which, of course, is going to affect the agricultural jobs. But latest data actually shows that overall exports to Russia, not only in agriculture but in industry, the Federation of German Industry is reporting that overall exports to Russia have dropped 15.5% in the first half of the year and may drop as much as 25% overall in 2014, which would, as they say themselves, quote, pose a risk to 50,000 German jobs, end quote. So, again, there is we're only starting to see the leading edge of these reverse sanctions and the drop-off in trade, but they are definitely going to start hitting home for the average German worker in the near future. And the kind of interesting part of this, the mirror image of that, is what's happening in Russia right now, where their MICEX index has been on a tear recently. In fact, it's been up in it for 10 straight days, which is the longest rally since 2005. And in the last 12 sessions has soared 9.1%, which is a pretty staggering figure for 12 trading days. It's been basically soaring through the roof. And this is an interesting turnaround of events. I mean, still, the MICEX is down 3.3% on the year because of the early sort of bear market that we saw as some of these events in Eastern Europe were taking place. But now that it looks like there is some attempt at resolution and Putin is going to be meeting with the Ukrainian president in Germany today, it looks like there's a rally underway, and as much as $200 million of new money has flooded into the Market Vectors Russia ETF, which is an electronic traded fund, an exchange traded fund that tracks the Russian stock market. So $200 million of new investor money flooding in just this month alone. So there's a significant rally taking place in Russia, even as it looks like Europe is starting to contract because of these sanctions.
All right. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. John, do you have a question for our guest?
I do have a question. I just heard on the news that Sears, I guess it's not just Sears, but also I guess they own Kmart and whatever else they own, but they lost over the last 3 months, $300 million in 3 months. And I was just thinking in terms of, I've heard that Walmart's not doing too good either. And the public that they target, they don't have any money. They don't have jobs and what have you. What's going to happen to these large retailers that you think are part of the group that manufactures overseas and distributes here in the United States if they've lost their base and those people don't have money to go out and buy?
Very legitimate question. We touched on that before, but would you like to comment on that again? Because I think it's something people should understand that this Sears is talking of maybe about $1 billion loss for the year. That's an awful lot of money. And I mean, you might get by with it for 1 year, but 2 years, but before long, they're going to have real problems.
Absolutely. In fact, just to put that in perspective, Sears is already planning on closing 130 stores across the U.S. this year, and they're now thinking about doing even more as they posted their ninth consecutive loss. They've lost $573 million in the last quarter alone. I mean, staggering figures, absolutely unbelievable figures. So absolutely, there is some definite bloodletting that's happening in U.S. retail right now. And I think there is a genuine question about sort of a chicken and egg question. Are the retail failing and thus sort of contributing to the downward spiral of the economy? Or is it the consumers who are basically holding and pinching their pennies because they can't afford anything anymore? And one of those factors feeds into the other, and it's like a feedback loop. So it is difficult to see how we can pull out of that spiral without something drastically different taking place in the economy. I wouldn't exactly worry about some of the retailers. I think Walmart, for example, is pretty much assured of its market. But definite changes taking place, and some of the sort of anchor stores of the past in the previous era of retail, like Sears and Kmart and others, are definitely, there's a big question mark hanging over them at this point. And I think we could definitely see some of those chains going under or consolidating in some pretty surprising ways over the coming years.
Anything else, John?
Well, tied in with that, I know, like with malls, like you mentioned, the idea of anchor stores. You close an anchor store, a couple anchor stores at these malls, and that's it. The malls are going to shut down in a matter of time. And I know that most of the retail shops in malls, they have manufacturing overseas, central distribution points, and then they've got the same stores in every mall throughout the country. So then what happens, it seems to me, is cascading. James?
Right, yes, yeah. No, I understand what you mean. I mean, this obviously doesn't just affect the stores themselves and their employees, but obviously also the manufacturing, the distribution, all of the real estate, everything that goes into this. I think you're right about that. And again, I think that this is just the leading edge of a phenomenon that's taking place more generally in the economy. And I'm not really sure what the way out of this is other than increased consumer spending. But of course, that's only at this point predicated on increased consumer debt. And I think the average American household is maxed out in debt. So I don't know how they're going to entice people to continue the sort of shopping sprees that would be necessary to maintain this. And I think you're exactly right. Just as the anchor stores start closing, that will have a knock-on effect in other retail throughout the sort of shopping mall complexes. So, I do see this as the beginning of a downward spiral.
I'm wondering if this is how the evil empire will fail, because what happens is they destroy their base, and from their base they lose everything. It's almost like what you guys know the name of it, where the Russians, whenever they were being conquered, whether it was by Hitler or whether it was by Napoleon, they would just burn their fields and destroy their towns as they fled.
Policy. Yeah.
Okay, fine. John, we share your concern. God bless. Thanks so much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I've read several places where George Soros is shorting suddenly the stock market and Standard & Poor, I think it is. Something to the effect that he's suddenly putting up a couple of $1 billion, anticipating that suddenly there's going to be a major fall in the stock market. Have you heard this sort of thing?
Yes, I certainly have. It's called the Soros put, and basically it's the Soros fund management has an ongoing bet against the S&P 500 through the S&P 500 ETF. They have a put position whereby basically they're betting on it crashing, and this has been rolled over every single quarter since, I believe, 2010. But the value of this put is increasing dramatically, and back in February, the filings from Soros Fund Management were released for Q4 2013 that showed that there was a $1.3 billion bet basically against the S&P 500. When the latest filings came out just earlier this month, it showed that put has grown from $1.3 billion to $2.2 billion, which is 17% of Soros' total investment capital, which is a staggering amount to put into one bet. And basically that bet is that sometime in the next 3 months, the S&P 500 is going to collapse. Now, he could roll that over again, as he has been doing since 2010. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to come right away. But that's the position that Soros Fund Management is taking at this point, at any rate.
Well, I think it's something we should all be aware of, because I think that George Soros has connections very close to the very heart of what's going on today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for James. James, what should people be doing today if they have money they want to invest and they want to keep it secure?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things that people can do, and obviously it depends on their situation. But as usual, I would say that precious metals are a good place to keep money that you're not looking to turn around in the short term, as they tend to hold their value. And, of course, anything that you can physically possess or occupy, such as actual land, would be a pretty good bet, especially because, as we talked about with that phenomenon happening of the collapse of the retail economy, and basically feeding into more people being laid off and more people looking for work, and the sort of decline in the overall standard of living in the United States, that's going to start feeding into the society at large. And we're starting to see that in places like Ferguson, where this is turning into unrest, which turns into police action, which of course only furthers the sort of takeover of the police state. So if people have a physical piece of land that they can get to outside of the city, that would obviously be a very good idea and an increasingly good idea in an increasingly unstable society.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hang on there, we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was simply asking James if he thought the price of gold certainly is being artificially maintained. Certainly, gold had reached almost $2,000 an ounce, and then, of course, it has been manipulated down, in my estimation. It is being manipulated at the present time. It's down around $1,295, somewhere in there today. But certainly, it looks to me like the price of both gold and silver are still being manipulated, and they keep making a big issue, oh, well, we're changing the way that we're determining the price, but they're still being, suddenly the price is still being put forward by the banks or groups of banks who have a vested interest in controlling the price of gold and silver. Is that a legitimate concern?
It certainly is. And of course, no matter what they say that they're changing about the silver fix or the gold fix, ultimately, at the end of the day, these prices are still largely determined by paper gold and paper silver, the paper notional idea of these precious metals rather than the actual physical exchange themselves. So, of course, it does, I mean, we do see in broad strokes the kind of tracking of the gold price or the silver price to large geopolitical events, I mean, especially in the gold price as a flight to safety. When there's a ramp up in tensions, for example, in Eastern Europe, we see the gold price swing upwards. And when there's talks of peace, we see it swing downwards. And that's to be expected to a certain extent as people flock to gold or get out of gold as an investment. But the overall price, again, it's so largely determined by the paper pieces of gold that are floating around and traded as if they are gold that it's difficult to get a handle on the actual physical price. But as we've talked about in recent weeks, there are new exchanges popping up in other places, including, of course, here in Asia, that are going to be providing a mechanism for actually attempting to discover a physical price for gold on the market, which is exciting because, again, it might give us an indication of where the actual demand and supply for gold stands rather than the paper-manipulated market.
Well, now, is China continuing to try to accumulate gold, certainly, for a backing for their currency? Everything would point to the fact that China is trying to do everything they can to not only import gold, but certainly they're the largest producer. They're not exporting any, and they're encouraging their citizens to hold gold. And it looks like China is moving towards a gold standard where we're doing everything we can to get away from anything solid behind our currency. I would think that we would be at a very, very dangerous position from a monetary point of view. What are your thoughts?
Yes, well, that's an astute observation. China has definitely been making a concerted effort to move toward an actual exchangeable convertible currency. Right now, of course, the Chinese yuan is pegged to the dollar, and that pegging has been a point of debate and tension between China and the United States, because basically the United States thinks that China has been undervaluing its currency on purpose in order to make its exports more competitive on the international market. And there's been a lot of pressure for China to adjust that peg and move it upwards. And that's been a political process that's been taking place back and forth. But all the while, for the last several years, they've been moving step by step toward making the yuan an actual convertible currency, which would be a basic step to making it an actual player on the international market. And we're seeing, for example, the creation of these economic free trade zones where there's going to be more of a sort of loosening of regulations on capital controls where people will be able to buy and trade yuan openly. And we're now starting to see, of course, the fruits of the last several years of gold accumulation by the Chinese as they just earlier this year finally updated and upgraded their gold holding information to show that they've been buying gold at a furious pace for the last several years. And, of course, this has trickled down to the general population as well, as China's become the world's largest gold importer and a place where gold is highly sought out in the physical market. There's been a decrease in demand this year somewhat, but it's still quite high. And there's definitely a gold craze that's sweeping China. So I think that this is all part and parcel of that step towards making the Chinese currency a more important player on the international market, with, I think, the end goal of making this part of the special drawing rights, the IMF-administered basket of currencies, which has been proposed as a type of new world reserve currency and which China's been openly lobbying for several years now to be included in that basket.
And of course, the thing is that if suddenly the Chinese currency ever challenges the American currency as a reserve currency for the world, it will have a profound impact upon the value of our currency and influence the monetary holdings of everybody listening to this program downward. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. If you have a question or comment, why suddenly James has an excellent overview, an internationalist overview of what's going on. Once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295, and we'll be back here in just a moment for the last half of the program. Don't hesitate to give us a call if you have a question.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We had Kevin calling us from Spokane asking about the BRIC bank, this new bank or monetary facility that's been created by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They had a meeting just last month. They've established a new international banking, which will be more or less in competition with the International Monetary Fund. And certainly, although it certainly doesn't have the funding, it has a $100 billion base. Why, of course, it certainly is a component. It will have some impact, certainly, as far as the economy of the world is concerned. But what you're seeing for the first time is a legitimate rise and certainly opposition to America's domination of the economy of the world through the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Would that be a fair appraisal, James?
Yes, I think so. And the real question is how this new development bank and the contingency reserve agreement, how they're actually going to function. And a lot of people have been speculating that they're going to take the cue from China's foreign policy, which obviously is more about hands-off, no strings attached type infrastructure and development loans, which China has been providing, for example, to Africa for the last several years, as a part of basically trying to win over the hearts and minds of various African leaders in order to gain access to African resources. And the speculation is going to be that the new development bank is going to work like that, as opposed to the World Bank, which, of course, puts a lot of stipulations and tries to affect the governmental policies of the countries that it's loaning to. So it really is a question of how this ultimately works out, and we won't start to know that until 2016, when the bank is expected to make its first infrastructure grants and loans. So we'll see at that time how this actually starts to play out. But it is certainly an interesting development. And people who are interested in this, I've written about it for the last couple of weeks in the Forecaster. If you go to the internationalforecaster.com right now on the front page, you can find my editorial from 2 weeks ago, What the World Bank Actually Does, talking about the World Bank and the IMF and how they function. And then my editorial from last week is there as well, Meet BRICS, the New Development Bank, that was just posted on August 23rd, talking about the NDB and how it's going to function.
Okay, Kevin, does that answer your question? Do you have any other questions you'd like to ask?
Oh, yes. So that was great. Thank you so much for that answer. And thank you for those resources. I'll check them out.
Okay.
My other question for you is a lot of people see the rise of these new banks internationally as a big threat to our economy. But as an economist, do you think more competition between international banks will actually help our economy, or do you see that as a threat to our economy as well?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to differentiate there. I mean, for example, when we're talking about the new development bank in particular, then that we're talking specifically about basically grants and aid and funding to the developed world. And I think from the developed world, the developing world, and from the developing world's perspective, obviously the competition between bodies that are competing to give grants and loans is a good thing, because it offers basically more of that sort of trough to draw from. So that's a good thing. When we're talking about, for example, bilateral trade deals and other things that are being denominated in other currencies that are building up other financial infrastructures rather than sort of the U.S. dollar-denominated and controlled financial infrastructure, again, I think that there is that perspective that you could say, well, the more competition, the better. But certainly not necessarily for the people of the United States, who have enjoyed the privilege of issuing the world reserve currency for the past half a century. And that has brought with it all sorts of bonuses, perks, and rewards that are being threatened to be taken off the table as the sort of new economic order comes into view. And again, there's good and bad things to be said about that, but it really, I suppose, boils down to sort of individuals and how they are affected by this. And it's difficult to see that directly in your own life when there's the creation of a new bilateral deal between China and Brazil or something of that sort. But it ultimately does start to play back into the average American's life in terms of the currency and the purchasing power that it has, and ultimately what it costs for imports and what you can get for exports. Ultimately, this does have an effect and a blowback on the American economy, and it's not necessarily going to be a happy story for a lot of people. And again, I think we've been talking about this. What we're starting to see in retail is just one reflection of that phenomenon. So there are good things to be said about having more choice in international markets and having a more diversified base, but it also creates some problems and pain as that transition into a new economy takes place, and that's definitely going to affect a lot of people.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. Anything else you want to ask before we let you go? Okay, Ernie, anything else you wanted to know? All right, let's go to Frank, then, who's calling us from Salinas. Hi, Frank, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, would you explain again, George Soros is shorting the S&P, or he is buying puts on the S&P?
He is, but his corporation is shorting the S&P, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. The Soros Management Fund is investing in S&P 500 ETF puts. So they are betting that the S&P 500 is going to go down or to crash.
did George Soros buy gold or silver and sell it, buy and sell it?
That's, yes, Soros invests in gold. I believe the last time I saw his public holdings, he was decreasing his holdings in gold. But I am always a bit skeptical about what is publicly claimed about where Soros is putting his money, because I think he's the type of investor who knows that the stories about his investments tend to drive the market. So I think it's sort of look at my left hand, not my right hand. So I'm always a bit skeptical about those types of stories.
Okay, anything else, Frank?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for your help.
God bless. Let's go to, we have Ernie calling from Eastern Washington. If they'll just put him through, well, there we are. Hi, Ernie from Eastern Washington. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. I'd like to have a couple of them. First of all, I hear all these analysts talk about gold and silver going to decline dramatically when interest rates go up. And I'm really thinking that's not correct. And the second thing is, another people are talking about this new currency that the BRIC nations are coming up with, that is going to make gold and silver just drop back down to what we saw in the 1990s, silver down to $7 and $8, and gold at $250. I just would love to see James comment on that.
Well, I agree with you that I don't think that in a rising interest rate environment, we're going to see a decline in gold. I think that the action would be exactly opposite to that, that as the interest rates rise, I think we're going to be in more of a flock towards gold. But I do understand people are going to be unwinding from their bond positions and potentially trying to find places in the market, equities markets or something. So I guess that might be part of that speculation. But I certainly see that as a bull pressure for gold. So I think that's definitely going up. And the second part of your question, I don't think it's a BRIC currency per se that's being constructed right now. There's certainly a financial architecture and a trade architecture that's being constructed between the BRIC nations, between China and a lot of other nations on a bilateral basis. I think what really is most likely to be offered in the event that the U.S. dollar starts position as a world reserve currency starts to be eroded would be the pumping of the IMF special drawing rights, which is not a currency that you or I or any regular person has access to. It's only a currency that central banks would use as a way to cover their balance of payments, whether that's trade imports or exports, losses or gains. They would clear those payments in terms of these SDRs, which already exist, but they're just not as commonly used. But that has been proposed as a type of secondary world currency or something that that could replace the dollar. And right now that SDR is composed of a basket of currencies. It's the yen, it's the euro, it's the American dollar, and one other is in there, which is escaping me. I said the yen. There's another currency in there. There's four currencies at the moment, but China has been lobbying to be included in that, and we're looking at a potential shakeup as early as early next year when the IMF meets to review the basket of currencies. So I think that's the most likely way we can see that taking place. And that is, I mean, it's something that I think is going to happen. It's just a question of the time frame of that happening. And I'm not sure that that's going to happen in the near future. And when it does happen, it's not going to happen without a fight of some sort. I don't think the U.S. military is going to be sitting there idly on the sidelines as central banks around the world start dumping the dollar.
Okay, anything else, Ernie?
No, I've nothing really else to ask the question, but I do agree with him. And what my big concern is what our military is going to do. Most people don't understand when our military is discharged, it's not about right or wrong. It's about keeping the power across the world. And there's a lot that the American people don't know. But thank you very much for your time, and you have a great show, Dr.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Ernie. I hope that our producer will put Bruce from Durham, Michigan on, and we'll get to Bruce before we get to the end of the program here. Well, suddenly, James, as we see what's... Oh, here we go. We've got Bruce right now. Hi, Bruce, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I was watching the Chinese news on the French economy today, and they were saying how bad they are compared to Germany, and Germany has a down look. They're not optimistic, their businesses. I wonder if James thinks that Ms. Merkel will offer some kind of deal that reconciles Poroshenko and Putin? What do you think of that, or is it just going to get worse?
No, I think that definitely Germany has a vested interest in making sure that this tension between Ukraine and Russia dies down a bit, because that would potentially open the door to easing these sanctions a little bit. These sanctions are being applied politically and for political reasons, definitely not for economic reasons. And I think Germany realizes that they do have a lot to lose. As I was just quoting earlier in the hour, as many as 50,000 jobs are expected to be put on the line as a result of the Russian sanctions and the German sanctions and the loss in trade between those two partners. And we've actually just seen some pretty astounding news in the Eurozone, where Spain has actually outperformed Germany for, I believe, the first time in over 5 years in the Eurozone. In terms of industrial productivity, which is, again, a pretty amazing result and only shows that Germany is declining quite quickly. And so I think absolutely Merkel has a sort of skin in the game when it comes to the Ukraine-Russia conflict, and that's why the talks that are taking place right now are taking place in Germany.
Now, the statistics were France went over 10% unemployment, and Germany is still in the threes, like 3.4-3.5% unemployment, but their outlook, their optimism in Germany is way down. If there is no war or some other hellish thing that occurs this October, what kind of October surprise do you see, or is there going to be any? Are we forestalling it again if we can forestall further war in Europe?
I couldn't possibly predict. I mean, I think that's the point of the October surprise, but I think we should definitely be keeping our eye also on what's happening in the Middle East right now, which provides, at the very least, a sort of a secondary front for the U.S. and presumably its allies as well to offload some of its surplus bombs onto an unsuspecting population, as we're starting to see. And we've definitely seen a lot of chatter in the last few weeks about IS or ISIS or ISIL or whatever they're going by this week. And some pretty amazing comments coming from people like Dempsey and the Secretary of Defense and others talking about the apocalyptic end-of-days vision of ISIS. And you have Senator Inhofe talking about how they're working on plans to blow up a city. You have WGN reporting out of Chicago that apparently some pictures that have been posted online about Chicago pose the threat that it may be the next target of the terrorists and things of that nature. So I never put it past them to stage some sort of terrorist incident as a way of justifying some sort of new military incursion. But that's always the type of thing that's pretty impossible to predict. All we can do is take a look at the chatter and the headlines and see which way they're trending.
You know, you're right about that, because we have more control over ISIS, I think, than we do over Russia. So if we can't prod Russia into a war, we can certainly come up with some ISIS incident and either hurt the economy or help the economy, whatever we want to do this fall. But do you think this fall is crucial, or are we just going to coast along?
It's another window of I suppose, opportunity, depending how you want to look at that word. But yes, I mean, I think, again, it's usually in the fall where big economic swings tend to happen, and a lot of downturns tend to happen in the fall as well. So it is a time that we should at least be wary of what's happening and keep our eyes on the headlines to see how they're developing.
Okay. I had one other question, if you got some time.
We got time for one more question, Bruce.
It'll be a quick one. If we have an economic downturn, how quick can they bail in the banks and steal our bank accounts from us? Is there any way we can get there quick enough to take the money out before they can take it from us?
Well, if you know what's coming before it happens, I guess you have the chance. But for the people of Cyprus, of course, I mean, bad news tends to be announced on a Friday afternoon shortly after the bank's closed or after the market's closed. So good luck with that. And unfortunately, the infrastructure for this type of bail-in mechanism is being hammered out on the international level right now by things such as the Financial Stability Board, which was created by the Bank for International Settlements in the wake of the 2008 crisis. And they're starting to put out the white papers that made the bail-in in Cyprus possible and that makes it possible in other countries besides. So I think people have to be very wary about that type of thing. And that's why I certainly wouldn't hold all of my cash holdings or all of my life savings in one financial institution, because all it takes is one event on a weekend, and by Monday morning, you might not have nearly as much money as you thought you did.
Yeah, well, I've still got like 75% in two different banks. I'm just waiting, like Johnny Depp there in the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, he comes into the dock and his ship is sinking right underneath him, and he takes a step off on the dock just as the ship goes down. I hope I can do it. All right,
well, I would not count on it, Bruce. I would certainly make my preparations accordingly, and you certainly should have gold and silver certainly as a backup, considerable amount of what you have there.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else before we let you go?
No, thanks a lot.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest has been James Corbett. James, how can people get in touch with you, get your information?
Of course, they can find the International Forecaster at theinternationalforecaster.com, and they can subscribe to the newsletter there. If people want to find me personally, it's corbettreport.com. That's CORBETT report.com.
Okay, fine. Now, what do you actually offer for them? Don't you have a private newsletter that you circulate?
As a matter of fact, I do. Yes, I have my own subscriber newsletter. People can also, and once they become a member, they can sign in and leave comments on the website. The details of that are on the website under membership. Of course, you can also buy DVDs of my various documentaries and videos. They're all online as well on the website. And for listeners of Radio Liberty, I'm going to start a special 10% discount. Just type in Radio Liberty when you go to check out your DVD order, and you will get 10% off.
Okay, fine. Well, hang on there. Our guest this evening has been James Corbett. He's always a pleasure to have with us, certainly a private, certainly financial analyst, who is certainly one of my favorite guests. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie.
Dr. Stan, and Sydney James was just saying that basically the economy is determined by what the Federal Reserve is doing. And when the Federal Reserve certainly right now is keeping the things going, and they have kept it going by pumping almost $4 trillion, at least $3 trillion into the economy, keeping the interest rates very low. And when the Federal Reserve is pushing out money and making it readily available, why, Sydney, you stay with the equity market. If you've been in the stock market, you've done very, very well. But what are the Federal Reserve going to do at the present time? Suddenly, are they going to really start allowing interest rates to go up? Are they going to start contracting and just stop suddenly putting any more money into the economy as they have? And basically, all we can do is try to figure out in anticipation what the Federal Reserve is going to do. And we have to protect ourselves and realize that the only real thing of value is gold and silver. Paper money is simply paper money, and the Federal Reserve can create tremendous prosperity with paper money or simply destroy its value overnight. So it's a matter of trying to figure out what's going on, and that's one reason we have Jamie Corbett with us. Will there be an October surprise? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. But make your plans accordingly. Diversify, 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 and certainly do not keep your money a thing that could be destroyed if the value of paper currency were to be undermined. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us maintain our network of stations across America. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring people the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And the one advantage we have is we understand who it is who really runs the world. And it's a small group of people who've given their lives over to the dark side. Not very many of them, a few thousand of them, but they're the ones who really control the banking system, who control the media, who control the major corporations, who control the military, who control our educational system and our churches. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They want you to think you go to the poll every 4 years to vote for a president. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't. You vote not for the candidate of your choice, the candidate of their choice. And if their candidate isn't winning, why, they simply will trump, where they'll actually create artificial elections. I mean, basically, John Kennedy lost the election in 1960 to Richard Nixon. He would have won if they hadn't, if John Kennedy, the Kennedy family, with the help of Sam Giancana, hadn't actually manipulated the election results. And of course, Richard Nixon wanted to challenge the result of that election, and he was told not to do that. He'd have a chance to run again. Because the last thing they want is for you to understand that many of our elections are actually rigged here in the United States. And basically, of course, this has happened in 1960. It's still happening today. In fact, I personally believe that that Romney won the election last time around. But, of course, they just rigged it just so that Obama would get back in, because they wanted him there for 8 years so he could proceed to undermine our economy. Can I prove that? No, but certainly nobody's going to be allowed to investigate. And what we need to do is check out every time we have an election. And we need people, we need to get back to paper ballots, and we need them counted by hand rather than done electronically, because there's not one electronic voting machine out there that can't be rigged. If you're in a position to help us financially, we need your financial support. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly, if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or get our books or 4 CD tape sets, and we've got all sorts of new 4 CD sets, a new one on a dangerous electricity. But you just go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. See what we have there. You're welcome to copy anything that we have produced and get it out across America. Please pray for America. We pray for Radio Liberty.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains.
Dan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of the Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Keith Davies, who we had an opportunity to talk to on one of our other programs, and I was so fascinated by his information that I asked him to come on this program tonight to share with this audience, because he's dealing with the fate of Christians certainly in Pakistan and that part of the world that we never hear too much about, the 3 million Christians who are living in Pakistan and what's happening to them, and the persecution that Christians are having throughout the world, and whether many of them are being killed on a regular basis. And we don't talk about it here in America, and we're not doing anything as a whole to help them. But Keith, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story and tell our listeners how you got involved, what's going on, and how about your work with Walid Shubat?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Stan. I appreciate you having me on to explain to the American people, or at least some of the American people, what's going on in the world that we don't see on the news. You know, the news that we see on television is more like entertainment. You get a 5-minute segment, usually it's a half truth or some truth. It's got an angle or an agenda. Well, we have an agenda, and our only agenda is to save the lives of Christians who are being persecuted in many countries. There's Christians being persecuted in Africa and in Asia and in the Middle East. And there's a common denominator, and unfortunately it's called the word Islam. And you know, whether you believe Islam is a peaceful religion or not, it doesn't really matter. There's a certain large element, whether it's a majority or a minority, again, it doesn't matter, are killing Christians by the thousands in these countries. And if they're not killing them, they're persecuting them, discriminating against them, right, and making their lives hell. And we set up Rescue Christians about 4 years ago when we found out that no Christian organization in the United States of America at that time was directly involved in attempting to rescue people. Now, there was organizations who were involved in the persecuted church, but they were in the business of making people aware, and they were in the business of giving people Bibles. They were in the business of people maybe giving some food, which is not a bad thing. And they were in the business of doing everything except rescue, which was astounding to us based on the level of the problem of the world that was going on. So what happened, we were in the business of exposing the Islamic fundamentalist agenda to take over the world. We weren't involved in anything to do with rescuing Christians. We were aware, obviously, of the persecution of Christians, but we didn't realize that nobody was doing this work until we got a phone call from a friend who said he had a contact on the internet that had a family that needed help in Pakistan under the false blasphemy laws, which I will go into in a few minutes. And so we said, well, we don't do this, but let me see if we can help by calling the organizations that we thought deal with it. And so we started to call them all, and to our shock and horror, not one of them would have any interest in actually doing any physical rescue. which was shocking to us. So then I said to my associate, Walid Chubat, I said, Walid, this is, we need to do something. Because if we could leverage what we've done over the last several years in the media, we can then use that leverage to raise money and to start to rescue people. And we started to do this. And it was a struggle in the first couple of years to find the right people to work with. But eventually we found the right people. And in the last 4 years, we've saved nearly 2,000, probably over 2,000 people.
And basically, these are Christians who are facing death in Muslim countries. And they do kill Christians over there, ladies and gentlemen. They will not convert to the Muslim faith. Many times they get brutally murdered. And what are we doing? Absolutely.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Keith Davies. Well, this is Dr. Stans. Keith is simply talking about what's going on in the Muslim countries. And certainly, the Christians are there. They're subject to discrimination. And suddenly, all you need is somebody to say something, that you've done something. And they can say that maybe you said something bad about the Muslim faith. And basically, of course, then we'll go to the local mosque, and certainly the imam there will come out with some sort of decree against you. But they are killing Christians on a regular basis all throughout the Muslim world today. And they have no means of either escaping, because they have no other countries that will take them. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But of course, in the past, why they've been able to get some of them people into Thailand and Sri Lanka, and basically that sort of means of escape has been actually cut off. In other words, if they could come up with money to get them to Thailand and Sri Lanka, they can't get them into most countries in the world. Most people do not understand that the Christians and the Muslim nations are trapped and there's no way out. Keith, you go right ahead with the story.
Well, I mean, it's that's bad enough, but our own State Department, we've tried on several occasions in the past, when we first started, to get the American embassy to grant visas to people who are persecuted, and it was impossible. No Christian could get even a visitor's visa to come to the United States. And then, through our connections, we found out that the American embassy was corrupt, that the head of the American embassy is run by a Pakistani-American woman, right, who was from one of the most fundamentalist Muslim families in Pakistan. And the only way you could get a visa to come to the United States was bribing her, which we wouldn't do, to the tune of $6,000. That came through the grapevine, and we were about to do a sting operation to try and catch her, but the person that we were working with fled the country himself, right, and ended up in London, so we couldn't even actually do that, but because that person had the connection to set up the sting, and we would have shown it in the media, but I know we didn't have the written evidence, but we had the evidence without written. We had to have it, you know, corroborated by getting, you know, doing a sting operation to do it. We weren't able to actually effectuate that, but, you know, and the naivety of the people in Washington, we went to see them in Washington, and we have these young staffers in the congressman's office, and you tell them what's going on, they don't believe you. They think you're crazy, right? You know, these countries are extremely corrupt as well. That can actually work for you as well in helping people get out of the country. But it's a really big undertaking, and it's very challenging. And we also have to deal with the Christian community in Pakistan, who use the persecution issue as an industry to make money for themselves, which is, in other words, they play on the persecution of their brothers to raise money and pocket the money for themselves. Right. And then because we're doing genuine work, and we're actually, every dollar that we bring in, 90% goes to actually rescue operations. Right. We actually, because we are so successful in our work in Pakistan, these people are jealous of us because they're not getting any of the cases to use as a propaganda to be able to pocket money themselves. And they're the people that actually, hurt us in terms of getting people to Sri Lanka and to Thailand to close the doors. By making false charges against my director over at that part of the world, right, which had him to actually flee the country, close the avenues of escape to Sri Lanka and Thailand. But we're in the process of straightening that out, and we hope to get two or three more new countries that we can bring them to in the near future. So we will not be discouraged. So we will actually succeed in the end. But
Well, I think it's the most amazing thing to me. Basically, there's no place for these people to go. I mean, they had to send them to Sri Lanka or to Thailand. I mean, what about all the other countries over there? And basically, it doesn't do any good to send you from one Muslim country to another. And basically,
Sri Lanka is not a Muslim country. Right. There's Muslims there, but it's mainly a Hindu and Buddhist country, and Thailand is mainly a Buddhist country. There is Muslims there as well. The problem is when you have a Pakistani passport, it's not a very good passport to have, because Pakistan is one of the most fundamentalist Muslim countries in the world today. And, you know, many of that's where Taliban headquarters is, and, you know, many of the worst terrorists come from there. And the guy that planned the 9/11 attack, I can't remember his name. He's in jail, and he's the guy that cut Daniel Pearl's head off. He's Pakistani, you know. So there's an example of the most fundamentalist people. So obviously, Western governments, European governments, are very concerned by granting visas to people from Pakistan for obvious reasons.
And basically, of course, we hear about all the people coming in from America, from Central America, and we see have this idea that suddenly foreigners are coming in here, but here are Christians in the Muslim countries, Pakistan and that area, and basically they have no place to go, and this must be terribly, terribly frustrating for them. And some of them actually are being killed over there, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's been several murders of people. One of the biggest problems is actually kidnapping of girls, which we're heavily involved with, and And any case that that has come to us, we've been 100% successful in gaining the release of the girl concerned. There's about, last year, there was over 1,000 cases of kidnapping, forced marriage, rape, forced conversion to Islam of both Hindu and Christian girls. Right, it's an epidemic over there, and it's a very serious problem. And another problem which we deal with, which we're focusing a lot of energy at the moment, and the reason we're focusing on energy is because the blasphemy door in terms of moving people out of the country has been closed temporarily for us until we get a couple of new countries. So what we've done is we are now focusing our attention on trying to gain the release of slaves, of indentured. There's about 20,000 Christian families who are indentured in these brick kiln factories and farms. And what happens is a Christian family, one of the members of the family could have got sick and they needed emergency healthcare treatment. They don't have insurance like they have in America. So they have to borrow the money to pay for the hospital bill, which could be a couple of $1,000, which is not a lot of money in America for hospital bills, but that's a fortune in Pakistan. The average wage is about $200 a month. So they need to get that $1,000, $2,000 to pay for the hospital bill. So they borrow the money from these brick kiln owners who then charge them 25, 30, 40% interest rates a year, right? And then they've not even enough money in their wages to pay for food. They lend them more money to pay for food and they get stuck in this indenture that they can never get out of. And then it passes from generation to generation. So you have generations of families in slavery. So these people have no money, but they're not imprisoned as in like in shackles, you know, in a prison like that, but they're imprisoned in fact that they owe these people money and they have no way of getting out, and so they have no money. So it's actually a very easy rescue. And what we do is we obviously find these cases, contact the family, and then we arrange to pick them up in the middle of the night, and then we whisk them off, and then we find a new home for them and organize new employment for them where they're not exploited, and that's a rescue. They've, and then it costs about $600. So, and there's where our aim is to say several hundred families over the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Keith, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, how can people get in touch with you and with your ministry and help you if they'd like to contribute towards helping you finance what you're doing, and that is rescuing Christians in the Muslim countries and trying to get them to a place where they'll be safe?
Yes, they can actually go on our website, which is rescuechristians.org. It's easy, rescuechristians, as in plural, .org. We can also call us at our toll-free number to make a donation at 1-877-832-7200. That's 1-877-832-7200. We also do a lot of work in terms of exposing what's going on with the Christians with different stories on our website, shubat.com. And you can also link to Rescue Christians from that website. That's our sister ministry, Shubat, shoebat.com.
Of course, I'm always skeptical when people are raising money, you know, how much of it's going to actually end up suddenly going towards the purpose and how much of it's going to be for a high lifestyle for the people who are raising the money. But I said that Keith is working with Walid Shubat. We know Walid and his son. They're sitting on the front lines of this battle. They're doing good work. And so I think that you can feel fairly comfortable in contributing to their effort. And how frustrating it is to suddenly realize, which I had never realized before, the lot of the Christian living in the Muslim countries who is trapped and cannot get out, and there's no place to flee to. That's the problem. There's no place to run to. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yes, on the whole. One of the things that we're looking to do in Iraq, though, is, and we're starting inquiries, we've got several contacts in that part of the world, is to move the Christians from southern Iraq to Kurdistan. Kurdistan has agreed graciously to help the Christians and protect the Christians. Kurdistan is a modern country, a modern part of Iraq, and there's no war up there now. There used to be a civil war when Saddam Hussein was in power, but now that area is peaceful, right? And they've got a good relationship with the Christian community, and they've offered not only to allow them to come, but they will offer protection to them and protect their churches. And so no harm will come to them. So one of the things we're looking to do is to see if we can help finance the mass exodus of the rest of the Christian community in Iraq, because literally Iraq is absolutely unsafe for any Christian to live. You're taking your life into your hands, right, by just even living in that part of the world. It was bad even before ISF came in, but now it's impossible.
How many Christians are still left in Iraq? Do we have any idea?
There's estimated to be between 200,000 and 300,000 left.
Basically there were millions before.
There was about 3% of the Iraqi population.
Right.
It was probably about a couple of million.
Right, and now, of course, it's just 100,000, but here's a chance to help them. Here's a chance to do something. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or force.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
In Syria.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. And this is Dr. Stan Keith. He's talking about the four slaughterhouses they've been able to identify in Syria, where, of course, the people, whether it be the ISI or elsewhere, would actually take people and slit their throats and then behead them and then disembowel them and hang them upside down. And basically, this is not imaginary. This is not simply one spot. They were able to identify four of them. And this is going on over in Syria today. They said they financed by carried out at the present time by ISI, funded with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, funded with your tax money. And if you don't think God is going to bring judgment on America for the apathy and indifference of the American church and the American Christians, why, I think you're sadly mistaken. But I'm frightened now, of course. The thing is, what can we do? With a lot of these Christians and certainly the other people, the Muslims over there in Syria, where they've already killed well over 170,000, why are we funding the people who are killing all these people in Syria? And nobody ever asked that. Oh, well, Assad's a bad guy. Well, Assad may very well be a bad guy, but then so are the people there who are in Saudi Arabia, the most ruthless tyranny in the world, and we're not doing anything at all about them, are we? Sydney, go right ahead, Keith. And Sydney, what can the average American who listens to this program do? What should he be doing?
Well, first of all, they can obviously help us, that's number one, but more importantly, they can get other people to help, and they can try and bang the door down of their church to talk about it, but to help with what we're trying to do to save their brethren. And we're commanded in the Bible to do so. This is not something that that you can say, oh, you know, I'm saved, right? I believe in Jesus. Jesus commands in Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, and it's regarding end times, and it's regarding the actual specifics of helping your brethren. It's not about the poor and the sick. Those specific verses in Matthew 25, and all the nations will be gathered before me. I will separate the sheep from the goat. That's judgment. And you didn't feed me when I was hungry, visit me when I was sick, visit me when I was in prison. You did this the least of my brethren, you did it unto me, depart from me, and you're going to hell, right? Well, if you think that's about the poor and the sick, well, the very important verse there at the start, it says, all the nations will be gathered before me. Well, that's final, that's the end. Final judgment, only one gathering of the nations in the end. Well, if you just look back and you believe in hermeneutics, you look back at Joel chapter 3, verses 2, I will gather all nations, and there I will enter into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and there I will enter into judgment with them, with the nations, with them, on account of my heritage Israel, whom they've scattered amongst the nations and divided up my land. So the verses are talking about Israel, the Jews, and Christians are spiritual Jews. They are the branch, and the Jews are the root, as in Romans. So that would mean that you're commanded to help Israel, and by default, the persecuted church as well. And if you don't do it, you may not be going to heaven.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think it's vitally important that the American Christians, the people who listen to our program, are aware of this problem. I know that I wasn't aware of this problem until we had Keith on one of our other programs a couple of days ago, and that's why he's with us tonight, because I think this is a very real issue that I don't think that the average Christian in America has any knowledge of. Certainly the Christian church is totally ignoring it, and this is because I believe the Christian church has been infiltrated, and we're told all we have to do is just talk about how God loves us. We're all going to go to heaven, and the Lord's coming sometime soon. But I think the Lord expects us to be involved in what's going on in the world today, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and the price that good men pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs that are ruled by evil men. I think we're being ruled by evil men today. And basically, the United States intelligence agencies are funding many of these radical Islamic movements, whether it be ISI, whether it be the Muslim Brotherhood, whether it be Al-Qaeda, or whatever else you want to call these organizations. Your tax money at work. And ladies and gentlemen, if you aren't speaking out, then you become part of the problem. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'd like to know what you think about what we're talking about this evening. Are you even aware of the fact that Christians there, and certainly in Pakistan, and certainly in Iraq, I mean, they've gone in Iraq from 3 million down to about 100,000, but there's an opportunity at least to get them down to Kurdistan so they would have at least some place where they'd be moderately safe. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Keith Davies, right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Who are concerned, we'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Keith Davies, and he is working with Walid Shubat to try, of course, to raise funds so that they can help the persecuted Christians in the Muslim nations. And there's no organized effort there, and really, other than right now, Kurdistan apparently suddenly is offering some help for the people there in Iraq, and there are about 100,000. I mean, remember, there used to be 3 million Iraqi Christians. Now they're down to 100,000, and at least if they don't get down suddenly into Kurdistan, an awful lot of them are going to be killed. ISI, which is funded incidentally by your tax dollars in large part and by Saudi Arabia. ISI is certainly having a field day killing Christians over in Iraq today. Would that be a fair statement, Keith?
I wouldn't say Saudi Arabia so much ISI. I would say it's more Turkey through the CIA, and many Turkey would have financed these guys. And I think it's backfired on them because I think they now have their own money. They robbed a bank in Iraq, got $400 million, and now they're robbing oil. So they're very wealthy now. They've got a lot of money. They don't need Turkey. They don't need anybody else. So they've got tons of the wealthiest terror organization in the world now, and they're 10 times worse than Al-Qaeda, and that's saying something.
10 times worse than Al-Qaeda. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-800-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question. And then, of course, right now, let's go to Sarah, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. I thought we had Sarah ready to come on. But anyway, of course, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, I think this is a vitally important issue. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And as soon as Sarah has the opportunity, we'd love to have put her on. There we are. Hi, Sarah from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
If that's for me, Dr. Stan, I just want to thank Keith and Wally Chubot for what they're doing. It's a shocking story, and I'm just saddened that we're not doing more in this country, that the churches aren't doing more to help in this, and I would appreciate it. I plan to make a donation, and I would like for you to get your number and web address out again, and I want to encourage and challenge everybody listening to chip in and help our brothers and sisters.
Well, because I'd like to second that. Would you like to go sure, ahead? Yeah, let's get your address out once again.
Sure. The web address is rescuechristians.org, and our telephone number to call us directly is 1-877-832-7200.
Now,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, you always put your telephone number out twice, never once, always twice.
1-877-832-7200, but it's a very easy one to remember.
Okay, Sarah, anything else you'd like to say?
Let me repeat it, please, to make sure I got it correct, because his voice was fading out. 877-732-7300.
No, you got that right. I'll repeat it again. 1-877-832-7200.
7200.
Okay.
7200.
Okay,
Sarah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The telephone number's on the website as well, so you'd be able to find it there if you didn't take it down.
And basically,
okay.
Thank you for calling, Sarah, and I hope other, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call, because this is a vitally important issue. And how suddenly, as you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, and I was totally unaware of this crisis, and suddenly the fact that our fellow Christians are really endangered, and suddenly we will suddenly get to contribute to this as well. I think it's important that people get involved. We are responsible for what's happening to Christians elsewhere in the world, and I believe God is going to hold us responsible, not necessarily for what we do, but sometimes, many times, for what we don't do, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, Sidney Keith, do you have any suggestions as to how we can get Sidney people more concerned? I mean, certainly if you're doing our radio programs, but are you getting onto other radio programs? You're getting onto television, an opportunity to get this message out?
Yeah, eventually we'll get. I did do an interview on Fox News several months ago. I'm sure I'll get back on again. I haven't pushed really hard to get on, but I think there's an opportunity with because I think Fox News definitely is talking a little bit more about this issue than certainly the other guys. And I know Megyn Kelly has a heart for this issue as well. So, and even Sean Hannity. So we're going to try, and I think we may break through on there shortly. But in regards to people, I mean, it's very simple what people have to do. If you really want to help, I mean, some people don't have money. You know, things are tough for them. They have no job, their finances are not where they can give, and we appreciate that. But they can also, if they have, volunteer their time to tell other people about it, what we do. We have brochures which has a pledge form on them as well. I'll be happy to send people those. We also have a video of our work in Pakistan, which is 28 minutes long. They might like to invite a few people over for a coffee and they can show them at least the first 14 minutes of the video because it's in two sections, right? And then get them interested in this issue. And then maybe you can spark them to take up the mantle as well, your friends, when they find out. Not only, but, I mean, when people, once they find out, they're willing to help. I mean, the Americans are a generous bunch. And I think the biggest problem in America is that most American Christians don't even know what's going on over there. And you know, and that's the problem. If they did know, they would be concerned and they would help. The tragic thing is that the large Christian institutions, the churches, the large churches, the different Christians are too afraid to get involved in this work for several reasons. One is politically incorrect, and number two, the work that we don't risk our lives. Waleed and myself don't risk our lives in terms of actually physically rescuing people, but our crew and the people we have on the ground in Pakistan, each day they could be killed for what they're doing. And so they're definitely risking their lives. And also, if you'd pray for those people, that they'd be kept safe. Our team leader a couple of years ago, it was shot twice in the shoulder in an attempted rescue. In fact, it wasn't an attempted. He actually succeeded. He rescued this girl who was kidnapped. And when he was leaving with the girl, some guy pulled out a gun and shot him twice in the shoulder. And he wasn't, thank God, wasn't killed. He spent about a couple of weeks in the hospital and he was okay after that, and then went straight back to work. Rescuing more people. That's what you call courage. And he's got the courage. He does an amazing job over there. And he's the guy that actually physically does the saving, saved over 2,000 people with the resources of our donors in the United States. And about 15% of our donors come from outside the United States. We get donors from Australia, from Canada, from Great Britain, from Singapore. I've got a donation from Japan once. I got donations from Germany, from Switzerland, from Finland. We get donations from all over the world, South Africa, all over the world, right? But predominantly about 85% of the money does come from our generous followers of our work in the United States.
Well, now, Sydney, when we talked before, you mentioned that you had sort of a network of supporters over there. In other words, you had people who are actually on the front lines, like this gentleman that got shot recently. But you have sort of a team over there working. Are some of these people actually getting a small stipend to help finance them as they're working with the Christian?
Yeah, let me explain. Initially, they were not. Initially, what happened was... The charity, the NGO that we worked with over there, they had their own money. But what happened was when people found out that they were getting money from the United States, the Pakistani Christians who were supporting them stopped giving them money because the money's coming from, they must be wealthy, they're getting money from the USA. So unfortunately, the NGO was then starved of money. However, it's not a major deal because the finance, the whole operation over there in terms of providing the support for them, is less than $3,000 a month, which is not very much overall. It's a tiny percentage of the overall need, right? So, but they do, they're the ones that are out in the front lines actually pulling people out of the field, right? Providing the safe houses, interviewing the case histories to make sure that the cases are genuine, right? There's a lot of fraud in it as well. People try, which is tragic, is that the real genuine persecuted people who need our support, right, are not only abused by the Muslims, but they're abused by their fellow Christians in Pakistan. It's very tragic what's going on. But we have to filter through that stuff as well, which we do, so to make sure that the donors' money is being used appropriately. And another thing, me and Waleed do not take a salary for the work that we do. We may earn our income from the sales of Waleed's book, right, and from speaking engagements, right, and selling of videos, that type of stuff. We don't take money for salary. So 90% of the money that comes in goes for actual rescue work, and the other 10% is used for PR and the internet to promote what we're doing, try and get those expenses. That's it. So if you look at any other charities out there, anything that's over 80% is regarded as excellent. We're doing around 90% plus.
Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, a number of comments. Pakistan, that's a member of the British Commonwealth, is it not?
Yes, that probably is correct.
Well, see, I'm just wondering, don't countries in the British Commonwealth, can't they just send people to other British Commonwealth countries fairly easily?
Not anymore, no. They used to, the British stopped that, especially from countries like India and Pakistan. I mean, they do have, because you know, everyone wanted to go to Great Britain, they couldn't do that. So remember, that's really, the Commonwealth is only an old an alliance. Like, you know, they used to be part of the British Empire, then they became part of the British Commonwealth, but they're all independent countries. They really have no, they've got no allegiance to the crown or to the British government, other than they're in the Commonwealth. It's not like the Pennsylvania Commonwealth. You know,
basically, you can't. The difficulty is that they can't get visas to go to other countries.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Yeah, they can't.
Well, see, also, I was just thinking, if that was the case, we would have to be worrying about our northern border as well as our southern border, because a number of those Islamic countries are former colonies of Great Britain, and if they could just easily migrate over to Canada, we could end up with a whole bunch of them up in north of our border.
Well, there is a whole bunch of them up in Canada, unfortunately. And the Canadian authorities have their hands full with their Muslim community, too, I can tell you. And they just foiled a plot there a few days ago. It was in the papers there. Of a plane where some guy threatened to blow it up and had to get an air. It was actually on flying over the United States, and it was over, I think, Virginia or West Virginia, and the plane turned back and then was escorted when it got across into Canadian airspace by a Canadian Air Force jet, and the guy was arrested, and the SWAT team came in and took him off the plane. So they have their hands full, too, up in Canada. There's a whole bunch of terrorists up there. In fact, one of them was caught. They caught one guy, I think it was shortly after 9/11. This guy wanted to come down and blow something up in a big building up in L.A. And one of the security of the border guard was suspicious and opened up his trunk, found the bomb, and he was arrested, but he could have caused a lot of damage. But so we have a lot of problems coming across the northern. The southern border is porous, too, and there's tons of terrorists coming across the border from the south.
Yeah, so people don't really think about that so much when they're focused so much on the southern border. Also, we have an awful lot of Islamic influence in the United States.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Walid's written a book called The Case for Islamophobia, which exposes the infiltration within our country. In fact, the Benghazi attack was and the cover-up. That whole thing, I mean, we've been totally misreported. We've done a whole major investigation. You can read it. It's called Ironclad Egypt on Benghazi on our website. Pages and pages of research. And the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood were involved in the attack on Benghazi, the Jamal Network, which is what used to be classified until Thomas Pickering misspoke at a congressional hearing and confirmed our research, because Everyone poo-pooed our research on that, right? And it was confirmed by Thomas Pickering when he misspoke at a congressional hearing. And the video was actually deliberate. And the video we've actually established, we believe that the video was actually, not only was it lied about, but the video itself was made by the government of the United States. And we have strong evidence to show that.
I think people have to understand that there's a strong, suddenly, Muslim influence right in the White House itself. Many of the people who are working very closely with both Michelle Obama and with the president and in key positions in our government are Muslims.
Well, that's true. And also the problem is infiltrations with the Republican side, too. They're no different. They're also infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Grover Nordquist is one of them.
Well, yeah, that's one of them. But Mike Rogers is a problem, too. Right, there's a whole,
But the average American has no idea how prevalent the problem is right here in America. Go right ahead.
Right, I mean,
well, as you know, I teach school in a number of different schools. I've had many, many Muslim students. I've always found them very nice. I've worked with Muslim teachers, and they were very pleasant. I
But you know
we
what?
Have a lot more
I find that quite a strange remark, you know, but sometimes I'm very rude, but doesn't mean I go around killing people. Some people can be very nice, but they kill people.
Yeah. Well, I don't think these people are, but I can guarantee you they could probably get turned real quick if they were threatened. And
well,
they know that the people, the radicals, are
one
serious.
One thing about Americans, and I'm American by choice, is the naivety. You know, Americans are nice, right? But just because you're nice doesn't mean you're good. You could be, in other words, Hitler was nice. He created jobs. He was good for the German economy, but was he good? He was evil.
No, not at all. Right. I just say, I've tutored Muslims. I've been in their homes. They're all over the place in the United States, and we don't teach them really what our foundational principles are.
Oh, no. This is where you're missing. They know very well what our foundational principles are. And the problem is their loyalty is to Islam first and not to our Constitution.
Well, I'll tell you, if they don't have a loyalty to the Constitution, they couldn't take an oath, and they ought to be thrown out.
Well, but they're not going to be, but they're going to be encouraged, and they're going to bring in more and more of them. Ron, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it. Any parting thoughts before we let you go?
Well, I appreciate what Keith is doing and what Waleed is doing and to educate people. I know we have Muslims coming here. It's also a lot of them, maybe not most, but an awful lot of them turn to the Lord because they can be here. They could never do that back in their home country.
And that's what we need to do as Christians, reach as many as we can with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much. And we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
But good news is no news.
this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that you enjoyed our program this evening with Keith Davies. And certainly this is something that I was totally unfamiliar with, and certainly I think that most people are. But basically, I think is we need to get the word out about the persecuted Christians, and certainly the fact that there's an opportunity at least to rescue many of the Christians from Iraq and get them down to Kurdistan where they'll be safe. And hopefully there will be a few other enclaves over there. And certainly the only organization that's really doing anything is Wally Shubat and Keith Davies. And this is why we're putting them onto all of our radio programs, to get this information out. And if you're in a position to help them, certainly I know Wally from a long time back, and I think they're reliable people who are in this not to make money. They're in this basically to help Christians and to spread the word of our Lord. So if you're in a position to help, why, certainly Keith Davies and their ministry, Wally Shubat, working, of course, to try to get the Christians and certainly, I think it's exciting to think that there's still 100,000 Christians in Iraq that would have a safe haven in Kurdistan if we can simply move them there. And it's simply a matter of facilitating that. You and I can't do anything, but certainly Waleed and certainly Keith are working along that line, and we can help them, and you can help them if you'd like to. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us finance our network of radio stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're able to broadcast and educate people about what's really going on. But quite frankly, we do need your financial help. And if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or, I'm sorry, if you're in a position to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can donate to our effort. You can buy the books, DVDs, 4-CD sets that we have. And we've got all sorts of wonderful CD sets, incidentally. Hitler Escape, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, Hitler Escape, how do I know? Well, because my good friend, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who got his PhD at Harvard, went to South America and talked to some of the people who had known Hitler and worked with Hitler. And the fact that this happened, and you've never heard about it, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. If you'd like to get the 4-CD set, did Hitler Escape? And then, of course, the book on Hunting Hitler. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know help, we help the Germans, the Nazis, both before and during World War II, the 4-CD set is The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews, and the book is John Loftus's America's Nazi Secret. And basically, just as we finance the Nazis, as we finance the Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War, we are suddenly financing the Islamic terrorists today, because America is under the control of a small subversive group. They already control America. They're using our financial and military power to bring about this one world government. But now they are being challenged by other organizations and other nations, by Russia and by China. And whether this is contrived or whether it's real, I'm not certain. I'll be quite honest with you. But I do know that we're moving into difficult times, and I do believe that we're going to be moving into a war. So if you're in a position to help us financially, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we will be back with you. Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.